Today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Now, for tourists coming into Ireland, the COVID restrictions, they're largely a thing of the past. So you've got no COVID certs, no requirement for the PCR test. Masks are optional in hospitality and cultural settings. But what is the state of play if you're travelling from Ireland to other popular holiday destinations? Well, Fionn Davenport, travel writer and editor of Ireland's Travel Trade Network, has been taking a look at what you can expect, and he's here. Good morning, Fionn.
Morning, Claire.
It can be a bit of a minefield, but it certainly has been up to now, hasn't it? Trying to figure out all of these rules.
Like, even I, as a travel writer, my head has been befuddled for years trying to figure out, oh, they're changing the rules this week and next week. And it's getting easier. There's no doubt we are seeing the brightness at the end of the tunnel. Definitely. Ireland is an outlier in a sense. I mean, Iceland, Switzerland, Austria from March 5th, the UK, and now Ireland are kind of, they're leaders in kind of getting rid of COVID restrictions, but other European countries are a little, they're probably just slowing down a little bit. So there are still rules in place.
One of the last times you were on, you talked to us about that app, Aeroflot, that you use.
Verifly.
Verifly, yeah. That's it. So I tried to use that because we took the kids on a little trip.
Go on, and?
Midterm. No, it was grand, it worked, but it won't let you register your details until like 24 hours before your flight. So I was trying to be organised. Yeah. I was going, how do I get
I know. And it's, it's a very good app, particularly if you're travelling to places like the United States where there are more onerous restrictions.
Yes.
And the last thing you want to do is that panic arriving at the airport wondering, have I got all my correct documentation? What the Verifly app does is that it'll give you like a green check before you even go to the airport, so you know there is absolutely no chance of me not having the right documentation.
Well, you're not allowed to do online check-in.
No.
Unless you have used that app.
That's right. So, oh, yes, that's right. Since I was on, they've introduced that.
Yeah. So, you know, you've got to be au fait with it, with the app and know what it's called, which is helpful. So, listen, huge take-up of the booster here. But how long does that last in terms of a travel cert if you need it to travel to another country?
And this is key. So, vaccination schedules are only valid, only, for 270 days. That's 9 months on EU COVID certs. So, and like, it, for most of us, most adults in Ireland were got their second dose sometime last summer into late summer. So basically, that's 270 days from your two shot, from whether it's Pfizer, AstraZeneca, Moderna, single shot of Janssen. So if you, let's say you got your second dose on July 1st, 2021, it means it expires on the 28th of March coming up, so in just over 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So you need your booster shot, really. Sorry, it helps if you have a booster shot for which there is no time limit. They haven't set. So once you've had a booster, you're good to go. Now, even if you're outside your vaccine validity, let's say you haven't had a booster, but you'll need proof of recovery, a negative test result to get into most countries, I say most and not all. Like, for example, you wouldn't be able to get into the United States.
Okay, so let's talk through some of the really popular destinations. Spain, first of all, what do you need if you're going to Spain?
So they have the so-called 3G measures, and it's just, it's for ease of use. So it's either proof of vaccination, proof of recovery from COVID in the last 180 days, 6 months, or a negative test result. So you have to fill in their health control form. I was in Spain recently. It's incredibly efficient. You can do it online or you can download the app. You get a QR code and it will be checked at the airport. They have a scanner. But then the throughway getting into Spain, if you're okay, is really, really simple and straightforward. Mm. But they will absolutely check it, or certainly on the two occasions that I was in Spain, they did.
Yeah, you see, you think QR code, and that's grand, but for some people, that will make them very fearful. Yeah, you know, that they just don't know how to use those things.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is that my mum is 81, and she would be very much in that cohort, so she gets me to fill in these things for her, which is not ideal, frankly. I mean, sorry, I don't mean it puts me out.
Are you complaining?
No. But I mean, it's just like, it means that she doesn't have that independence.
Yeah, she's relying on you.
She's relying on me, which is probably not ideal. But having said that, I get that. Mm-hmm. But it's just, that's the state
of
play. You need to fill it in online, or if you have, or if you're in any way familiar with the way apps work, download the app and just do it. And it is, once you're in the app, it's very straightforward.
And what about children then going
so
to Spain?
So under 12s are exempt from submitting proof of vaccination, recovery or testing, but not the health control form. So they'll also need, everybody needs a health control form.
Okay. Mm. Oh gosh, it's still a bit complicated, isn't it?
It is. And then once you're there, is that, and I just saw by coincidence yesterday, the day before, that the Spanish health minister announced that they're going to lift the mask regulations, which still apply for indoor spaces, public transport, etc., etc. And they're most likely going to lift them before Easter, when Spain is going to get a big influx of foreign visitors. So ideally what they want to do is they want to make sure that when the big wave of the first wave for 2022 of holidaymakers come, that they're free to go about their business.
And they think that's a good idea, obviously.
Well, yeah. I mean,
you know, I mean
look, we've done it, so we think it's a good idea.
I know, but that trip that I mentioned, we went to England and we were on a bus leaving the airport.
Were you a bit shocked?
I was a bit shocked.
Yeah.
I was a bit shocked. It just felt very, very different. And if you're not used to that, you know.
No, and that's absolutely true. Having said all of that, so as I said, I was in Spain 3 weeks ago. The uptake of mask wearing is 100%. Like, there was no issue. I saw nothing. I saw no energy that suggests that people are reluctant, or it just seems everyone's very calm about it. It's almost as though, I'm not suggesting that Spain is somehow some incredibly superior place or anything, but I was really gladdened to see that that people abided by the restrictions with no fuss or anything like that. And I would imagine that if you were in Spain, once they lift the mask regulations and you didn't feel comfortable, nobody would say boo.
It would be fine to wear a mask.
Absolutely.
I mean, we had the same here in that everybody was wearing the mask when we were required to do so in the main. But then when the restriction was gone,
it was like almost as, from one day to the next, it was like almost as like, did we even have a pandemic?
Probably a couple of days. You know, the supermarket on the first day, everybody was wearing masks still. Then on day three, you know, very few.
I was listening to the psychologist that you had on the other day, and it's an interesting exploration of how the mind works, is that once you're allowed, or you don't have to do something, you just stop doing it.
Yes, it's really interesting. Then let's move on to Portugal, because a lot of people will be going there.
All travellers over 12 can enter the country without restrictions if their COVID cert, again, is one of the 3G, proof of vaccination, recovery or negative test result. You need a passenger locator form similar to the one that we had here. Mm-hmm. Masks must still be worn in closed spaces and transport to date, so as of today. But they lifted, so they had the COVID pass rule. So you needed to show your COVID pass to go into restaurants and clubs, etc. They were lifted last week or just 10 days ago. So again, then we move on to Italy. Now, Italy is
different.
More restrictive. Now, so Italy had the 3G rule applies to all entrants over six. So again, if you're in that age court, if you're traveling with an 8-year-old, for instance, they need a PCR test if they haven't been vaccinated. They need to fill in the EU digital passenger locator form. The state of play is, so they have a super green pass. This is the one they introduce, which is based on proof of full vaccination or recovery, not a negative test. The negative test doesn't apply here.
Okay.
You need to have recovered from COVID or be fully vaccinated. And you need that to get into all restaurants, hotels, ski facilities, even to use public transport, nominally. Now, I'm half Italian, and believe me, like, you get on a bus, people get on a bus, but the rule is in place. And my mother, who is Italian, says that they're pretty strict adherence of it.
Well, that's really important for people to know.
Very, very important. Now, having said that, they're for ski resorts, and I know you want to talk about skiing a little bit, but they're going to look at lifting some of these regulations on the 15th. So that's what, in 3 or 4 days, by the end of the weekend. The government is looking at national rules over the Super Green Pass on the 31st of March. But they haven't made a decision to lift it yet. They're
so
going to look at case numbers, etc.
This listener, Nick, had issues in Germany. I wasn't considered boosted with a Johnson & Johnson and a booster. I was told I needed to be double boosted in certain parts of Germany. Needless to say, this extra booster wasn't available to me in Ireland. So you weren't considered boosted if you had, the one shot and then the booster.
But that doesn't make sense to me, because if you look on the EU site, the Janssen & Janssen, the single shot Johnson & Johnson, or the Janssen one, is absolutely valid. It's valid in Germany. And if you get a booster across the EU, there is no time validity, or there's no limit on the validity of the booster. Now, having said that,
I don't know why Nick wouldn't have his renewed travels COVID vaccination cert.
There's also, I mean, I also have heard anecdotally that individual indoor spaces in Germany, and particularly in cities like Berlin, can be very strict about making sure that your COVID pass is 100% copacetic. It depends from place to place.
So maybe they just didn't accept the COVID pass that he has.
If that is the case, you were very unlucky, Nick.
Now, you can't use Verifly if you've recovered from COVID for the USA. My wife travelled today with two other people who were checked in online, but because she had COVID, she couldn't complete the Verifly process.
Well, has she been vaccinated? You need to be fully vaccinated and have proof of a negative test taken no more than 24 hours before you travel, so that you can have one of those travel antigen tests, not those home tests. You need to get the cert.
Now, we don't know the circumstances. She could have missed the booster because she had COVID.
Could have.
So then was relying on a recovery cert.
The US is still quite relatively strict compared to the rest of the EU in terms of you need to have proof of vaccination and a negative test to get in.
Okay, very simply, what's the story for travelling by ferry to France? Same rules.
Apply, absolutely.
And this one, can you please tell everyone that France considers the EU COVID cert valid for 7 months? I had problems while at the rugby match a few weeks ago.
Can you translate 270 that? Days.
Yeah. And oh, right. So they've put a time limit on it. Mm.
No. 270 days is 9 months. So if they've shortened it by 7 months, one of the unfortunate thing is every EU country has the right either to abide by the general EU guidance
or
set its own rules.
So if this person hadn't been boosted, he's saying that he was told his COVID cert was not valid.
Was not valid, yeah.
Gosh, yeah, you have to be careful.
I would recommend, I mean, look, the one good news is that the booster take-up in Ireland has been so huge. If you aren't boosted, you are going to create more problems for yourself when travelling.
Yeah, Vivian has a word of warning, which I think is good to remember. She's back from Lanzarote last Friday. It was lovely and calm. Everyone was wearing masks. No issues at all. Very safe. But the airport was backed up with the QR code checks.
Yes.
So Vivian is warning that summer could be a nightmare if they don't relax those restrictions.
I think that's a very good point. And in part, it's a complicated issue. It's to do with staffing. Airports have been so understaffed for obvious reasons for the last two and a half years. So staffing up the process, I mean, anyone who's travelled through Dublin Airport will see that there are still kind of relative staff shortages, and they're in the process of staffing up slowly. What it is once you get a big, like, for example, I know I was talking to the sports writer Miguel Delaney, who went to Madrid for a Champions League match, and the queue for that QR check was so huge because of travelling fans. And the truth is, you can't expect the airport to all of a sudden hire 20% new staff just for one night. So the problems are, it's like for the Easter holidays coming up, there are definitely going to be issues. So that thing that they say, oh, get there 2 hours before a European flight, 3 hours even, is still a rule that I would, well, it's not even a rule, it's guidance, but I would say, look, err on the side of caution, get to the airport early just in case, because there could be massive queues, particularly with checking all that your health certs, etc., are all in order.
John in Kilkenny got shouted at in Lisbon last week because the mask was below the nose.
Oh, God.
Don't dare take your mask off in Portugal, he says. Well, he might have just come across one person who was upset by that. This person is travelling to France by boat in May. One of the party is not vaccinated. So what are the restrictions? Everyone else is in the party is vaccinated and boosted.
Okay. You need a negative test. To be honest, Claire, you've caught me a bit on the hop here, because I'm not entirely sure what
proof.
The French rules are.
Wait, listen, I'm trying to go through.
I think the 3G rules apply. So you need to either show vaccination, proof of recovery from COVID in the last 6 months, or a negative test.
Okay.
And now, I don't think that France have introduced a 2G rule, which is that they don't care about whether you have a test or not. They want you to be vaccinated.
So you may need to have a test?
If you haven't been vaccinated,
you need to have a negative
or
test.
Proof of recovery from COVID, you will absolutely need to have a test.
Aisling had the same problem in Germany, as we heard about earlier. Had the Janssen and the booster cert, but the two doses were not acceptable everywhere. So you're considered to be eligible for the COVID cert here, but in Germany, what we're hearing from our listeners is they may look at that and go, no, not happy.
If you have the EU COVID cert and it's within...
Yeah, it is the EU COVID cert. I mean, do they have a right to refuse that?
I didn't think they did, frankly. And I find that bizarre. I actually find that bizarre. It doesn't make sense to me.
Yes.
Because everything I've known is that if you have the EU COVID cert within the right time frame, it is valid across the EU.
Mm-hmm. People are still concerned that the rules might change while they're away.
So this is actually worth bearing in mind. It's one of the reasons why I absolutely encourage people to get to make sure you have travel insurance. Look, travel insurance is an absolute necessity at the best of times, but in these uncertain times, more than ever, because rules change. Destinations, look, most of us assume that we're definitely looking to brighter days. I've no reason to believe otherwise, but we also know that
you're a fool
to predict the future. Mm-hmm. You're an absolute. So make sure you have travel insurance in the event that anything changes, that all of a sudden you're either stuck somewhere or you can't travel or the rules change while you're in situ. And so you might need to get testing requirements. And it is that simple thing. All of a sudden, you need to get a test to come back, which means that you're going to book a test, but all of a sudden there isn't availability for 3 days, which means you're going to miss your flight. Make sure you have travel insurance in place for any of these potential eventualities.
Fionn, thank you very much indeed. That was very useful. Editor of Ireland's Travel Trade Network. Let's take a quick break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.